You have completed the first five. You've completed the first half in chapters, and now we are on the second half. Mrs. Gold, I want to welcome you back again. We're very sorry about the loss of your mother, and we all convey very deeply with you and sympathize with you. We're just glad that you're back with us now. Good. I want to thank those ladies who came, especially early this evening, to help set up the table because of my wife's indisposition and consequently the inability to attend to these things. I'm deeply appreciative of it, and gratitude is really the subject of this tear in recognition of that fact. Balaila Hahu Norido Nasamela. On that day, the sleep of the king fled. Bayomer Lahovi Espera Zichre Lay Ivreha Yomim, and he said to bring between, and he asked that they should be brought, and he requested that they should be brought, Espera Zichre Lay, the Book of Remembrance, Ivreha Yomim, the historical facts, by here you, Mikroim Lipnei HaMelech, and they shall be read before the king. I see that you do during my time, you find the book. All right. The sleep of the king fled, but he couldn't sleep, and he ordered that they should be brought. There's a repetition there. Sefer HaZichre Nes V'Divrei HaYomim appear to be two separate things for those who know Hebrew. Sefer HaZichre Nes and Divrei HaYomim, they appear to be two different things. And it would have been enough if he would have said, bring any order to be brought. Sefer HaZichre Nes, the Book of Remembrances or Chronicles, Divrei HaYomim, one or the other. But why does it mention both? By and they were read before the king. Now, seems that both books were read before the king. By year you, the literal translation of by year you is, and they were read before the king. So we've got to understand why both books were read before the king. And it was found written, Asher he did Mordechai al Bigtonovos Derech. That which, how Mordechai told about Bigton and Sheresh, Shnei Sarisei HaMelech, the two officers of the king, Mishom Rehassah, from those who watched over the entrance to the palace, who wished to assassinate the king Ahasuerus. I'm reading a few verses, those verses with which we shall deal this evening. ויאמר המלך, מה נעשו יכול יגדיל ללמודך על זה? What honor and greatness was done or shown to Mordechai for this? ויאמרו נערי המלך משורתיו לנעתי עם הדובר. And the young men of the king, his servant, said, Lo na aso imo dovot, nothing at all has been done for him. Let us just leave it like this. Well, we can take one verse further, it's not really very important, because it's those three verses with which we shall deal this evening. Vayomer HaMelech Vivechot Tair, and the king said, Who is in the courtyard? The woman bore the chasav beis amelech achitel no leimo. And at that moment, woman came to the entrance of the outer court. Leimo la melech. The purpose of his coming was to tell the king, Mitlent is Mordechai alo eitashem eitin lo. To consult with the king and get the king to agree that woman should be executed on the Mordechai should be executed on the scaffolding which he had erected for him. And Vayomer Nare Amelech Elov Yinei Homan Omer Bechotze Vayomer Amelech Yobel. And the young man of the king said, Homan is standing in the Chotze. And the king said, Let him come in. Vayomer Homan Vayomer Elov Amelech Ma Lashes Bo Isha Shea Amelech Hafeit Sikore. And then Homan comes into the king, and the king says to Homan, What should be done to the man whom the king wishes to honor and to pay respect? What should be done with him? That's not the way you greet a person who comes in. Say, good evening, first of all. Not a word of greeting. Nothing at all. Say, better. Say, what is it? Anything I can do for you, Roman? Not a word. Not a word at all. This is. He's just in at the door. What should be done with the man whom the king wants to honor more than anybody else? Strange behavior. Not a good morning. Not a how do you do. Not any how's your family. Nothing. What should be done? After all, you're the king. One of the prerequisites of leadership is cordiality. An absolute requisite of royalty is courtesy. Not a word. Don't behave like that. Don't think it's a bit strange. Now, I'm dealing with you what the Torah Shabbatai has got to say about the whole story. And first of all, I'm going to tell you an interesting midrash. The midrash is concerned about two words. It says, and in verse 2, and it was found written in the book of the Chronicles or the book of the Remembrances, we don't exactly know which, but it was found written, Asher he did Mordechai al bigtono voteris. How Mordechai had told about bigtono and voteris, two officers of the king who watched over the entrance, who wished to assassinate the king of Ahasuerus. There he says bigtono voteris. But in the place where we are first introduced to them, and that is the end of chapter 2, and if you wish, you may just refer back to the end of chapter 2, where it says, in chapter 2, verse 21, but don't lose the place where we are, otherwise you'll spend more time finding the place where we've just left off. So keep your one finger in the place where we are. That is why Hashem has given you two hands. Oh. And then you can, with the other hand, turn back to chapter 2, verse 21. chapter 2, verse 2, you haven't got the verses now. Oh, bad. And by Yomi Mohen, in those days, Mordecai was sitting in the gate of the king's palace. Kota Bigson was Seres. Bigson and Seres were angered. The two officers of the king were angered. Bigson and Seres were angered. Can you see any difference between there? And it was written, he gave Mordecai a Bigson Nova Seres. Nothing is for nothing. Everything has got a meaning. So, just see, for the benefit of those who know Hebrew, I've put this on to the whiteboard, and for the benefit of those who perhaps are not acquainted with the church of Christ, I've done it in printing. So, in chapter 2, you've got Big Son Voltaire. In chapter 6, you've got Hebrew Mordecai, how Big Son Noble Voltaire. Here it's called Big Son No. Now, here's a very remarkable midrash here. But this has got to be explained in the Torah about me, and it is explained. And it's explained as follows. And of course, it tells us a lot that is missing in the actual writing of the Megillah, but that is for, it is for that reason that we've got the Torah Shebal Peh. And the Midrash tells us as follows, that there was the official scribe of the court, and there were two chronicles that were kept. One was the chronicles that were kept, the official chronicles that were kept for the state and for the country, and the other one, the book of chronicles that was kept for the king. And these were two sets that were kept. So the Torah Shebatir tells us, the Gemara tells us, that the official scribe was someone's son, which is very plausible. He changed the official book of chronicles, the book of chronicles for the state, and instead of saying he did Mordecai al Bigson of Seres, he put he did Homo al Bigson of Seres. In the other book that was for the king, he couldn't put his form on because he knew the king would refer to it, and Esther had already told it in the name of Mordecai. But he did something else. He left it as his Mordecai, but he put a big son on there. That's the way he wrote it. A big son on there. Why did he put it out big son instead? He said Mordecai told it, told about big son all said. One of them wished to assassinate the king. Which one doesn't know? One of them. If one of them has to be killed, who's got to be killed? Who's got to pay the penalty for treason? One of them. But since they don't know whether it's Bigs or no Seres, what do you think they're going to do?
They don't know.
Well, of course, both. You think they're going to take a chance? They're not going to take a chance to let one fellow go and let them both go because of the doubt that they might kill, because they will be killing an innocent man, letting the guilty one go and giving him a chance to do the assassination. They're interested in preventing the king from being assassinated. So of course they killed them both. So by killing them both, you killed a guilty person and a innocent person. So you can't give a man a reward for that. Why didn't you do it properly, Mordecai? Very nice of you to come and warn us. Very nice. But you know what it means? You've got to kill an innocent man too. It's through you, the guilty person has been put to death, but through you, an innocent man has been condemned and also put to death. can't give him any recognition, can't give him any reward, cannot even give him any recognition. And no recognition is given. But we haven't got deeps on our story. That's not what the thing is. The thing is, we will modify our deeps on Lord's story. Deeps on Lord's story. We get it with deeps on the story. Mordecai's son had put in deep stone elsewhere. Haman's son had put in deep stone elsewhere. Yeah. Deep stone of the story. So the monarch came, the angel came, and said to him, what is this? This is Allah, a little bit nearer, this was a little bit nearer, and the king is, he is Mordecai, our deep son of the soul. So, he immediately asked the question. He asked the question immediately. So, you're not allowed to lose the question, I shall announce it. But, immediately after Ma'na in verse 3, what honor and greatness has been done to Mordecai, saying Mordecai from this? What has been done? So that's the first part of the story we get. So with that explained, why in chapter 2 is deep on the Torah, but in chapter 6 is deep on the Torah, and it also explains why the king now says, but what has been done and why nothing was done before? Everything was done to avoid. That was part of Haman's machination. Everything done to avoid any recognition being shown to Mordecai. The whole thing was hidden in such a way that Mordecai couldn't be shown any recognition. And now the king comes to the stage where he beats on Osiris, beats on Osiris. What has been done? Nothing has been done. Now comes the second chapter. Why is Ahasuerus so concerned about those things? And yet again, we've got the Gemara that explains. And the way we've been studying the previous chapter, we can understand it very well. The thing has become a little bit worse. Why is Haman also invited to the I can understand the queen inviting me to the bank and see the house. She hasn't seen me for 30 days. She wants my company. But if she wants my company, that's exactly the reason why she wouldn't want Haman there. If she has Haman there, then she hasn't got me to herself. That means she hasn't got my company. What is the reason of Haman being? And in front of you, is there anything between Haman and them? How easy it would be for them to have something between them? Haman is already very, very great. The next step, what is the next step? If anything happens to me, he's king. That's the next step. Perhaps he would like to precipitate the next step. And what better is there to be seen with the queen? But is that where the case is? See how this is coming about. I've got my FBI. I've got it all set up. Everything has got it. How is it I haven't been told? This is the way his mind is made. There can be a reason why I'm doing that. Anybody? I remember now, says the Hashem, that somebody wants, and what would Roman and Esther be plotting against me, my death? Why hasn't anybody told me about this? If they are working, if there is collusion, it's impossible that people don't know about it. Why hasn't it been told me? And in very conclusion, he says there can only be one reason. It doesn't touch anybody. Nobody does anything for nothing. Once you get into those circles, everything has its price. Everything is a quid pro quo. If everything is a quid pro quo, then it must be that they are, they didn't receive their quo, or they didn't receive their quid. What is it for? Somebody saved my life. What's it done? Let's just look at the details. And he brings this book because this is exactly what he wants to do. And he brings out both books. Brings out both books. And this is what he finds. And now he says, who is it? What must be done to the persons and the things we should do? Now that is more or less the basis of the story as Chazal did it to us. And then it settles quite a lot for us. Settles the question also, how is it that nothing was done for Mordecai? How is it he received no recognition? They thought it that he received no recognition. The way it was handled and seen, he didn't deal with the details of it, and the way it was put down, the way it was recorded, the way the ministry recorded, it is just as they wanted. Nothing was done. Now he sees it. But he didn't know what was happening before. Now he sees what the Roman told, what the Mordecai told, the Beatles and their religion. Now he sees it all and he wants to rectify. Now I told you that the subject for tonight was gratitude. Of course, I said. But I'm doing it from the point of view of the prophet. I want to discuss with you the whole tender attitude about Horus HaKel. What is this gratitude? How do we understand it? Well, we've got a person like Ramon, a person like Ahasuerus. He's got no reason to believe that he's a particularly good man. A person like Ahasuerus, why wasn't this given to him? Some gratitude should have been shown him. But you will notice the way Chazal did. How he comes to it, all of a sudden he feels that gratitude should be done. We will discuss this whole subject of gratitude from the Torah point. Now, if you want to have some idea of gratitude, I'm going to give you a case in the Midrash, which on the surface, doesn't seem to tell us very much. The Midrash tells us as follows. And the words, Vayoko Melech Chodos, they arose a new king, who did not know Yosef. You remember that verse very much near the beginning of the first chapter of Shemot. And there arose a new king over Egypt, Asher lo yoda es Yosef, who did not know Yosef. And so they were very concerned about this. What does it mean? A new king arrives over Egypt who didn't know Yosef. Is it possible that Yosef is the man that saved the country? Yosef is a man who was second to the chief pharaoh, and is it a new king? Is it possible that he wouldn't know anything about what happened before? Can any president who comes now say, never heard of this guy? Never heard of him. It's just impossible. Never heard of Lincoln. It's just impossible. We did not make it. So the Middle Ages is a very interesting event that occurred that was not, so to say, recorded in the theoretical stuff in the written world. And this is what it tells us. What is calling a Midrash? Wasn't it the same Pharaoh? So there is a view in the Midrash that this is the same Pharaoh, Moshe, Yosef is dead, Yaakov has died, his bones have been brought back to Egypt, Yosef is dead, he's buried, his bones have been brought back to Eretz Yisrael, Yosef is dead, he's buried in Egypt, and now this new king, not a new king, but it was the same Pharaoh. Why did they call him a new king? He did not know Yosef. He was a new regime. It's the same king, but with a new regime. And he did not know Yosef. He pretended that he didn't know Yosef. He started as if he had been convicted. That's his thought. Now comes a very interesting thing, the way the leader is played. The Egyptians came to Pharaoh and they said to him, come, let us deal with this man. So let us deal with this people. Let us deal wisely with this people. They are getting too many and they're getting too strong. So Pharaoh answered them, he says, you are imbeciles. Until this moment, until this very moment, we have been eating that which they have provided us. And now we are going to deal with them the way that you can get. Our whole existence has been through their provision. But no, I'm not prepared to do this. So they said, if you're not prepared to do this, we shall remove you from your place. So the removal of itself. He holds out for 3 months. At the end of 3 months, he says, I am your obedient servant. After all the things he said to carry out the vision of the people, I shall do as you. But for 3 months, he held out. Now, it's what does it mean to him to hold out for 3 months? That means to leave his throne, and now he's an ordinary person for 3 months. You know, there are two events. One takes place in the Tanakh itself, and the other takes place in an example that is given the Torah Shebaalpeh. There are various examples of it, but I'm going to give you two examples. He did a thing like Saul. When Saul was appointed to be king, Lech Bo Elakeli, he can't be found. He doesn't want it. He doesn't want to be king. He's got to be found, and he's got to be brought, and he's got to be killed. You have to be king. He doesn't want it. Right, so he's king. David comes along, and he becomes genocidal. What is the worst that can be? The worst that can be is that David is going to be king. You don't want to be king, we only defeat it. There you are, take it. Yes, and he doesn't. He is prepared to pursue David unto death. If he can only find him a fool, that he doesn't. Very difficult to understand. A little while ago, he didn't want him. We've got an interesting thing in the Gemara where Rabbi Yeshua ben Parachio is made the head of the whole academy, a very, very important position. Says Rabbi Yeshua ben Parachio, when it was being mooted that I should be appointed to this position, The person that would have come to me at that time to tell me this, if I had the power, I would have had him down and thrown to the lion. I must take on a job like that. Oh yes, I don't want that. I'd rather be plain of the assurable crafter than the mystique, than the prince. You see, but once I've got it, had somebody come to me and told me, wanted to take it away from him, I would have boiled up an electric kettle full of hot water, and when it reached boiling point, I would have taken it and I would have thrown it away. This is pleasure. Tell you that. Better not to have than to have a dream. Once a person has had and has had the taste of it, and then to have it taken away from him, that's a very bitter pill to swallow. If a person has never had wealth and he's always been poor, it doesn't matter. He still not, hasn't got very much. But if a person's been wealthy and he loses his wealth, that is a very serious matter. A golden dream, of course, so a man who has lost his wealth will give him very special treatment. I've told you, and I cannot tell you often enough, that to say all people are equal and all people must be treated the same is not true. That is the victim of the unthinking person and the unfeeling person. That is the height of insensitivity. It's the height of fear. All people are the same. And all people must be treated the same. All people are not the same. Each single individual is different according to the Torah. And each person must be treated as he is and as he deserves to be treated. Of course it's a challenge. The easy way out is everybody is the same. Treat everybody the same. You don't have to use your brain. But we know, if you want to be a Jew, you can be a Jew without using your brain. But if you want to be a terrorist, you can't be a terrorist without him. That's impossible. That's a very nice way to treat the world. You've got no responsibility. You don't have to use your brains. Everybody is the same. Sounds beautiful. It's nonsense. The way each one is different. The Gemara says there are no two people who look alike. There are no two people who think alike. There are no two people who speak alike. No two people are the same. And you don't treat everybody the same. You treat a person according to his worth, not the same as everybody. Poor man, a man who was rich and lost his money, you don't treat him the same as a person who's ever had it. You suffered much more. And you've got to take that into consideration. Kennedy wants it. Kennedy was over, given his position in Kennedy after the First World War, 1919 or 1920, somewhere around there. And they used to bring in his salary. And they gave Kennedy Jerome his salary was the highest of any rabbi in Lithuania. And he never had any money. And his wife came to the board and said, you know, it's all very well giving my husband the biggest salary of any rabbi that you have here. But you pay him once a month. You pay him every 3 months. You pay him every half year. You pay him at the end of the year. You must just tell me so I know what to do. But my good lady, what are you speaking about? She said, well, we've been here several months, I haven't had him. But he's paying us in nothing. You pay them enough. I haven't got anything. So they found out that from the town, from his office to the house, he used to divide that money amongst the people who were rich before the war and had lost everything. That is where he gave his money. And then they made an arrangement that he doesn't get paid a fee. He gets paid. And he gets pocket money. But is the Redison indeed the role of puppet money. And the Redison decides I'm its puppet manager and sends me on away. Get me the way, Gregor. But that is the way to the right. It don't keep everybody the same. To have and to be. To be a thing and then to be the person. He doesn't want any of it. But to be left in the place. One doesn't want to be on top. But to be pulled down from where you are, that's the reason. Now, Rabbi Yeshua ben Brachio said how difficult it is. And when the Talmud, he was a Talmud, when the Talmud said anything, each word was spoken. A person would have come to take me to a high position, the Mosi, prince of the whole community, I would have said, take me and I would have down. Now that I am there, anybody wants to take it away from me? I say, go to the water. That is the even worse place to go. Because if you say to the lion, say, it's just a chance that the lion isn't hungry at that moment to leave. The same. Of water is it? You do it yourself. If you say this to the lion, I say this to the lion, I'm not an expert for this person. All I do is I say this to the lion. The lion can do what he likes. But it's a really simple stuff. Much worse. You know what it means to others? He's prepared to be taken down from his soul. Can't show what you've got. We live it. Everything you've got is from there. That I've got. That is the extent of his grace. We already have occasion to discuss Paro. When Paro hears the dream being explained, and the way Yosef explains the dream, and Yosef says that he doesn't explain it, it's either gift he has from Hashem to explain it, and Hashem is using him in order to see that Egypt has grace, Paro recognizes. He recognizes. And since you are a man of God, the spirit of Hashem in you recognizes all that. So you can see the type of person he was. And this goes according to the theory that it is the same Paro. That gratitude we've got. No ordinary person. Gratitude to that extent. One type of gratitude. We've got another type of gratitude. Asaph, we are told, showed exceptional honor to his father. Rabbi Gamliel says, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, I'd like to read you the actual Midrash. Because when these people, Rabbi Shimon from their fourth town, when these people spoke, everything was. He said, all my days I have attended to my father. And all the days that I've attended to my father, it hasn't been 1% of the way in which Esau attended his father. Not 1%. Esau, when he attended his father, when I attend my father, I attend him in my ordinary clothes. And when I've got to go out, then I change. Esau, when he attended his father, would put on his very dirty robe to attend his father. Can you see the difference between Esau and me? That is what he said. The question is, so why didn't he do the same thing? If I do the same thing, it's not real. It's not real. The future is real, but we've got to see real in what it says. This man that shows so much to his father, shows so little concern for anybody else. So little concern. We are told something of the life that he lived. So much concern he had, but we find that. We'll find people, one doesn't find them often, but one finds people that have very little time for anybody else but for their parents. We find people that have no time for anything at all. The only charity they give is for an aged person, a human being. Nothing else. There you can get a lot of money. Now, I want to try and explain this to you. You will find people who will do exactly the same thing, and yet the action is a completely different act. Hospitality. Hospitality is a need, it is an attribute that a Jew has. That's an attribute that an Arab person. Going to an Arab house, he gives you something immediately. Treats you royally. Feeds you up. As long as you are on his territory, he won't touch you. Immediately you've gone out in his step. That's not the question from where he got it. The kings of Abramovina. Jews, those the descendants of Abramovina, also got hospitality. The only thing is, they have got the material of hospitality. They have got the form of hospitality without its content. The Jew has got its content. The Jew's hospitality says very much belongs beyond that. The Jew's hospitality, he's even responsible for his guest. Often leave him. Lead him on his way. Give him table or dairy. Give him something to eat on the way. See that he doesn't leave your house without anything. He's got to have something when he goes on the way. He doesn't know what can happen on the way. You've got a responsibility towards him even afterwards. Not only while he's under your roof. The Arabs haven't got the spirit of hospitality. The form of hospitality, yes. The form of hospitality will probably be greater than the form of hospitality of the Jews. But the content isn't there. That's a different thing. One of the forms of gratitude is the gratitude that a child has to his parents. Asaph has it to a rare degree. Somehow, it did not accord with his general behavior. That doesn't accord. You will find that a man, as I told you, an old age so he gives everything, but it doesn't accord with his general behavior. Doesn't accord. What is it? You will find a person that is good to another person. Not because that is the character, the other priest. After all, an old man, I don't know what can happen to me in my society. It is best that way. Asaph to his father. This is a question of expediency. If I am good to my father, what does it mean? My father is good to me, and I repay him for his goodness. My children will have to repay me for my goodness to them. But then I've got something after it. So it's calculated goodness. It's not something that is part of his character, something that is inherent. He is clever, and he calculates this. And that is his goodness. That is his Achoras HaTorah. This is exactly what happens with Ahasuerus. He says, there's something wrong. How is it, if there is anything between my wife and Haman, somebody should have told you about it. Nobody tells. What is the reason that nobody tells me? They're not getting anything out of it. If they would get something out of it, they would tell me. So, how do they know that they won't get anything out of it? Something must have happened. What is it that happened? Let me try and find out. My wife was saved. If they told me in the name of Moses, is linked up with that previous event where we are saying that also told it in the name of Mordecai about this sermon first. And then there's a long break. And now we come back again to that original event. And the story starts again from that. So there is a link between the end of the second chapter and the beginning of the book. It is this week that he's so important. And I want you to understand what is the meaning of this week. Before I get into this problem of a further debate, what is a further debate? There is something basic that I would like you to understand. In any great people that are called to the life of the community, and that is that there is one particular matter, one particular event that puts off the whole working of something that's got to come to a particular conclusion. Just one particular thing that puts it off, whether it is for good or for bad. Let us take God, an example of God, in order that you could understand what it is about God. Let me give you an example of something that he said. You remember the Pagalto that the cause of a matter of $2, the kingdom of Israel went down into bondage. What did you see? Yahakov paid $2 more on the coast than a whole country, buying him a token place, and because of that, for he is the jealousy of the father, because of that he can't control them to me, because of that his brothers detest him even more, because of that his brothers decide to kill him, because of that they decide instead of killing him they are saved. Because of that he sold the prophet, because of that he's put in the prison, because of that he comes to the king, because of that he's made viceroy, because of that he brings his father and his brothers over to each of them their lives, and as a result of that, they can see the king. Just one small event after the end. The ark needs to discover what is that particular incident that brings it all about. Because I know what it is. In this case, it's just that he's raising the sacred ministry, the sacred time. Now, does he know that this was already guilty? It was already guilty from the time of Abraham of Israel. When I couldn't talk to Abraham, your Lord told him, you truly know your children will serve as foreign people and they will. And this foreign people will put them into bondage. And that everything is a good thing. Don't see this
is, that it is existing only for potential. And to actualize that potentiality, some of these dead men do this. Without that, it doesn't come about. What is the deed of man? In this case, once he was what? He gave favoritism to one son over other son for whatever he did by being a king. He called, well, he called, and he tested him. In the face of the story of whom he tested him, made him live. The people of whom 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 what is worse than the thing is that he was participating. Participating all right is bad. It would have been all that but they didn't do that. For the liberty of the body, that is that. That is that. That means that. But all this has become to mean too much to you. And your own life lives. That is really sad. That's the problem. Now this is take the other side, this is take the side for you. There's got to be something in all this that saves the situation. Of course the situation is going to be saved. I said always the thing, the thing is always as the bomb ready before he brings the catastrophe about. He has it ready. But something is that he brings about. In this case, what is it that brings it about? We will possess it. And that's what it's got to be. When Esther told it in the name of man, she could have told it in her own name. She could have said, I have discovered that Gibson and Ferris have nothing to say to you. Please make it that. You might be fine. That's the thing you said that you see. I have discovered that you see. He could have said, I was told by somebody, but he didn't say he was told. It means if he's told by somebody, he doesn't say who it was, the nine life is on earth. He says, Mordecai says. That means the nine life is taken away from him, he's completely on the other. And in the record, there is no mention of it. Okay? He doesn't figure there, he's only Mordecai. As I say, just say to me, a person didn't say that. But there's got to be some action on the part of man that saves the people. Now, what I'm giving you is something that is most important for you to understand, and it is something that I spoke about last Sabbath afternoon to. And it is something that from time to time I have touched with. And I want to explain to you why this is so. We are living in a country that has been the victim of a spiritualist philosophy that is completely centrally spiritual. It was brought about with Asia Semitic. Completely something. What is it that brought about with Asia Semitic? This theory in existence that says there is no meaning in it. It's all a threat. And you remember the 3-year period of the theater of the occult. Brilliant point to bring out one point that life is absent. So, as the same thing as the same thing as the Now please of course, what are you going to do about it? Really, I put many of you that are saying that I do this matter. As you do that, you get a nice habit. So do what you want to do. Get as much as you can. Do what you want to do, and you will be the only judge of what is right and what is wrong. Like, you will put a feeling different. What do you do? It doesn't matter what it is. But what you don't do, that you do. If you know that you've done things like that, is that going to be joy? Don't let anybody else tell you that. There is no reality in life. There is no absolute. It's all up there. That is the way it is. But he's the master of his life. Even if he sees the good thing that comes into his life, he is the one that puts the whole process into motion. Not that he can't, but he won't. That is the man who is the human. It is not the right thing. It is people who are calling for the thing. It is as soon as maybe not thousands of people in the room in creation. I think we will not be a mission. A man can be simply to be the richest man in the world. But if he feels my holy applies to care, well, I know what's happened up there. I know what's happened. I am just going to be the richest man in the world, right? I've got nothing to do, nothing to do. So it is the same. He is the same. And so we will find that in every great event, there is something more that fits the whole magnitude. In our particular case of life, sometimes they can, sometimes they can. In this particular case, that puts a whole already more. Expertise to the sea in the name of Malta. What is so great about it? Does anybody tell me? It's simple.
It's
simple.
And
what is the attribute that he exercises? He exercises the attribute. To what extent? And that comes to that. To what extent? That it would have been advantageous for her not to have made him more alive. It would have been advantageous to her when she had said, I have discovered that it would have been untrue altogether. It wouldn't have been that way. But she could have said that and it wouldn't have been allowed. But she said something that is to her own disadvantage. The whole man life is taken away from her. Her man is losing in the world. Mordecai is the best. Those are the Mordecai is the best. As soon as it is the best. If it can be good, even if it is one's own good one, that is the best. He's an important role in this. But when he is at his place, it will be true and it will be the same thing as that. Then he is happy in the world. And then Lord Sabbath means somebody couldn't understand what it is I was driving at. I say, even in strengthening the example I gave there, you know, to not get a challenge, you just work with the challenge. Or you have a challenge. And I think it is now. I know that the world is a really successful. Because if you have to look down closer, something to the summer, there will be such a holy one, there will be such a second day. And if you say this, a blessing, full blessing, just a second time, the will is just, you can only win the thing. You can come to the house, you know, you're asking, to know who is working, to know who is working. So, the leader, the pastor, he's looking, a beautiful guest. He's even here. And now, I want that person. And he, the young man, I think I stand for this, and I know if I truly desire to go ahead with it, then I will go ahead with it. If I say no, it's no without an excuse, then I will say, look, tell me what kind of a joke it is. It was a better young man. He was born as well. He didn't know that he was from that point, but actually the nation was also there. He was there, so. What's the difference? Now the most important. What's the difference? He said, yeah, I just see you coming down this way. He gives you a gift. I think to myself, this guy is so deep within me.
Oh,
you mean that this is a story that was, that you should have? Yes, but you know, I have never told you what I say about you. And don't think that your answer is over. And I want to get you to see that those men don't respond to you. I would like you to tell us something. What do you think about the situation? Yes? 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 Yes?
Yes? Yes? Yes? Yes? Yes? Yes? Yes?
You did the story of Jesus. Remember it? But what can you make of it? Maybe there's a difference that you see. And I would say, my teacher, that would be my teacher, that would be the best. What do you want to ask? Yes, remember the story of the world. Remember the story of the world. Where is this season of the sea down? Here's the point. That chapter called the whole story of the world. Here is the point. The chapter called the whole story of the world. Yes? Not a bit. Not at all. Not really. It is very short. One or two. That's the key. Verses 1 and 2. The story goes that Moses had a relative. He was known as Boaz. He was an Hebrew character. You know what the ancient character? If you don't, you only got to do is to look into our husband, to find him, ancient man inside of us. You've got the whole story there. Look at the guy. What is it saying? What's it going? 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 What is it? It is a very active leader and also leads a whole ground that Jesus is up to the Lord. They should have done a very special thing. A grand to bear. What is there to do? Think you have immediately. After the mountain, that's nothing safe. What is the deal? You know that you have to find the world. There is no way, there is no way, there is no way to pass, there is no way to pass, there is no way to pass. Only thing is a picture map, and the picture is coming back, is that it's really, 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 really. And the tomorrow series that's not just being in the field, it's in the house. And what do you see that the soul of you has to be in the house? See, it's that all the food is one thing. All the food is one. That's a good idea. But the message is that the mind is in the house. It's the food that you want to be. And it's all the food that you want to be.
The word is being created, nothing from us. You can't do it.
nothing for nothing. So, worry that charity is permissible. It's possession is permissible. That is a cool business. It's given to me with the understanding that when I'm able, I'm going to pay it back. And I'm thinking that I can pay it back, I'm going to pay it back. I don't want to pay it back. That is true. What occurs with the penalty? That's what it says. This is the thing that comes to your mind. Think about this. One book. How do you say that? I can sit at the place of knowing to go, reading some parts of the teaching of young women. What is your motive? Thank you. They want to save you, and you don't see them through the blood of John Buddha. Everybody. After this, you've got to take up the ground, and you've got to save you to the air, and it becomes less. And then you go like somebody in history. That's why it's crazy life. The golden example of this. It is to the Egyptians who are about to kill a king. You go into the third, and that's going to be the source of the text. They didn't know you were given that yet. You say that you see the people go over to the prayer, but you can do it. Then you place the root of our father and our family. You can tell it was not his people. That is what you want. Now, that's good. First of all, all the people, all the world, all the people, 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 all the or did you never be in the face of the water saving his life? But he's the water, he's the properties of the water, and in the face of the ground, did the ground save his life? Or did he use the ground in order that he could save his life? Yes, he used the ground, because of the ground that was overfilled with it. What gratitude is there to something that tells you? What gratitude is you? See, what is he going to do? He is going to do it. The king is going to do it. The ground and the roof is going to do it. And so, when he was asked to kill the water of the Nile of the Nile. In order to teach the world, what he said is he will make them. When he took the ground and said to the world, he knew I said the state of the order. He saw the ground, the gold in the midst of the world. The man said, I ordered that we should lay the iron the Lord. So it was done for the business of the purpose. Why should he be here? He still received it from the Spirit. What is the other thing that he said? That's the way to have that. Let it live. From the world that you see, don't have to be the world. The king is seen. How can you know if you're living deep down, old spirit?
I think we'll get one more.